This is VOA News. Via remote.
I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian officials say that 52 miners and rescuers have now died after a devastating blast in a Siberian coal mine about 250 meters underground. Hours after a methane gas explosion and fire filled the mine with toxic fumes, the rescuers found 14 bodies, but then they were forced to halt the search for 38 others because of a buildup of methane and a high concentration of carbon monoxide gas. The state news agency cited emergency officials as saying that there was no chance of finding any more survivors. The Interfax news agency cited a representative of the regional administration who also put the death toll from Thursday's fire at 52, while 239 people were rescued. The U.S. Geological Survey says that a magnitude 6.1 earthquake hit northwest Myanmar. It's near India's border, but there is a low likelihood of casualties and damage. It said that the earthquake occurred early Friday and at a depth of 32.8 kilometers near Hakka City. That's the capital of Chin State. Since tremors had spread across the border to towns and cities in India, as well as Bangladesh. The agency says recent earthquakes in the area have caused secondary hazards, such as landslides that might have contributed to losses, but predicted the current quake exposed little or no population to areas of such risk. Again, the U.S. Geological Survey saying that it's not much of a risk of deaths, injuries, or damage after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake in northwest Myanmar. This is VOA News. Libya's top electoral body has disqualified the son and one-time heir apparent of the late dictator Muammar Gaddafi from running for president next month, citing his previous convictions. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi's name appeared on a list of ineligible candidates published Wednesday. He can appeal that decision in court. In the coming days, Libya is set to hold presidential elections on December 24th after years of UN-led attempts to bring the country's civil war to an end. Saif al-Islam had been sentenced to death in 2015 for using violence against protesters in the 2011 uprising. He is also wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of crimes against humanity related to that uprising. A new coronavirus variant has been detected in South Africa that scientists say is a concern because of its high number of mutations and rapid spread among young people in the country's most populous province. Coronavirus evolves as it spreads, and many new variants, including those with worrying mutations, often just die out. Scientists monitor for possible changes that could be more transmissible or deadly, but sorting out whether new variants will have a public health impact can take time. South Africa has seen a dramatic rise in new infections. Currently identified as B11529, the new variant has also been found in Botswana and Hong Kong and in travelers from South Africa. The World Health Organization's technical working group is meeting Friday to assess the new variant and may decide whether or not to give it a name from the Greek alphabet. The European Union drug regulator has now authorized Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use on children from 5 to 11 years old. Thursday's move clears the way for shots to be administered to millions of elementary school pupils amid a new wave of infection sweeping across Europe. It is the first time the European Medicines Agency has cleared a COVID-19 vaccine for use in young children. The agency said it's recommending granting an extension of indication for the COVID-19 vaccine to include use in children ages 5 to 11. Asian stock markets declined as traders weighed the impact of a surge of coronavirus cases in Europe and anti-disease controls that threatened to disrupt trade and travel. Shanghai, Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Sydney declined. Austria has imposed a nationwide lockdown, while Italy imposed curbs on activity by unvaccinated people. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.